I've always liked him.
Roll up! Roll up! Ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on Earth! Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast!
Well done, man.
Thanks, mate.
You're welcome.
I've been practicing all week. Yeah. At saying hello.
Creeps, well done, dude.
Creep some people out.
Hello.
That's their fault.
Where are we?
We're in Carlton. North.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know whether it's Carlton North or North Carlton.
Yeah, it depends.
Or East Brunswick or West Fitzroy.
I feel like the directional adjective goes after the name of the suburb depending on how snobby the people are in the suburb in which they live.
In which, so if they're snobby, it goes before?
No, after, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because North Geelong isn't a particularly posh place.
Yeah. At Geelong North, it somehow got a bit of a...
No, because anyone who knows that area...
Well, that's right.
...still knows. There's nothing you can do about it.
Real estate agents call where I live Frankston Heights.
No.
Yes. Yeah. So...
I want to make some kind of heartfelt, disparaging comment on real estate agents, but everyone I've ever had anything to do with, I've really liked. They've been lovely. They've been nothing but helpful and lovely. And I'm not talking about people who work in rental management, but actual purchasing and selling. They've been fantastic.
We may well have listeners that do work in the real estate market, and particularly with rentals, so I don't want to be disparaging or unfair or outright nasty, but they're mostly fucking hopeless. No offense.
Yeah. I don't think it's an industry that's designed to work well, for a start.
Mm.
Just having an intermediary that manages your property.
Mm.
I've never seen a company that's set up well that can manage it well. I've never seen it as a business model that seems to do anything but make money and annoy people.
I feel like it's because anyone who works in property rental management...
Anyone?
Yeah. Isn't doing it because it's their career choice. They're doing it because... They're doing it while they wait for something else to happen.
Yeah, okay.
It just feels like a very... Not a stopgap career, that's not what I mean, but just like...
It's a job, not a career.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Like waiting tables when you're in New York trying to be an actor.
So you think that one of the reasons why it's generally accepted that it's performed poorly and also designed poorly is because they don't really care.
Just doing our job. See episode 20.
Yeah, fair enough.
Two.
I think there's probably a bit of truth in that.
Mm.
I think it's probably also one of those businesses that you could get into as a role with a lot of good intentions and then just feel like this is hard basket.
Like being a booking manager at a world-class venue.
All right.
So...
Do you know what my experience with world-class venues is? That the world-class bit's just something that they've arbitrarily decided they're going to tag on the front of it, and it's not actually. It's just a big building. Oh, look, this big building. Well, this could be world-class, I guess. There's nothing else as big around here. You know, you walk into something that's architecturally like quite, wow, this is pretty impressive. Must have spent a lot of money on this. Yeah, it's world class. Yeah. I guess everything's world class. I mean, everything's in the world and can be classified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Language. Hey, speaking of language, happy Christmas. This is our Christmas podcast.
You finally bought me a
birthday dictionary.
I didn't know we were going to be exchanging gifts today.
No, I didn't either. But I thought, I just realised today that like this will come out as the Christmas podcast. We'll probably record one, right? But given that we're so all about words and stuff, I saw this book and thought, this is really good for us.
And have you read Eat, Shoots and Leaves?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's excellent.
Yeah.
The copy of Eat, Shoots and Leaves I've got was clearly a gift for someone else that when we broke up, they left it with me.
That's nice.
So it's got a lovely... Oh, I don't know. They did that's it on purpose.
Oh, right. I thought you meant they left it with you because they thought, this is better for... It's better for Matt.
Did that
thing not do... Oh, yeah. Oh, look here. Yeah, there's the inscription on the
thanks,
book.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Doesn't include beer.
You know, in some true crime kind of... Yes. TV show, they would work out what that meant.
Yep. Yeah. There's writing on the back of this, and it's when it's been wet and been put in the book fold, it's imprinted itself in reverse. Shut up.
No, that was good on the fly speaking. It's much better than mine.
Thanks,
generally
man.
Off the cuff on the fly speaking.
Thank you. I'm going to have to practice. I'm going to get my celebrant's license.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, cool.
I absolutely am.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to get married.
How about this? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? I just feel like it's musical chairs and someone's about to give you something to unwrap. Pass the parcel.
Did a wedding last night and the celebrant had... So when I turned up and I was... early, as is my way, because I was bringing the whole PA and blah blah blah, working with three people I'd never worked with before, so I thought I'd better make sure I was prepared. There was massive panic at the venue because the celebrant had forgotten his microphone. Poor little fella. Yeah, oh, look, happens to the best of us. I've gone to a gig without a guitar.
Well, yeah.
Aha! Have you done that?
I've left the house without the guitar. I had to turn around.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I have... Hey, I went to a wedding a few weeks ago without the iPad stand, but with a bit of gaffer tape and a tripod.
Oh, yeah, you MacGyvered the hell out of it. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I can pretty much MacGyver anything out of anything. I can make a guitar out of stuff, I reckon I could.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You got a break over Christmas? I want to see this in the
no,
new
I don't
year
have a break over Christmas. I've got to work out... I've got to...
No, I've got to work
I've got
out
lots
too,
of stuff.
Man.
Lots of stuff to do over Christmas. Yeah. Mm. We'll talk about it later. Anyway, okay. You were at this wedding and the guy left his microphone.
Yeah.
That's it's kind of fundamental, though, in the guy's job.
I know. Well, I'm sure he hadn't done it before, but, you know, stuff can just sometimes slip through the cracks.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then he... and he said... I said, have you got a lead? And he said, no. Okay, I've got a lead for you as well. Thank you, you're a lifesaver. And then about 15 minutes later, he came back from outside where the ceremony was about to happen with his phone in his hand and a picture of obviously the back of his speaker saying, so have you got the lead that goes in like the big hole here? Yes, I actually have one of those as well.
I just realised, why did you tell me that story? And I did the snobbiest thing where I didn't make the noise, but I scoffed at the idiocy of him not knowing his equipment.
Yeah.
That for me is, I mean, and of course, you know, the wedding that I told you about that I forgot my iPad stand and made one, and that's also the wedding where somebody had been sent a video file to play because she couldn't make the wedding.
That's right.
And they hadn't organised any audio for it, but then we get there and they've got a laptop, right, which is a Mac laptop. Right, and they've got an HDMI cable, but it's an older Mac laptop that doesn't have an HDMI output, so they didn't have the connector. So had I not been there with my bag of tricks, they wouldn't have had that. So just those kind of things that people just assume, not only do they assume that, oh, this is just going to work, but the fact that they also don't know their their equipment. Yeah, yeah, they don't know the requirements.
I know what you're saying.
And it's their, in that case, of course, at the wedding, I'm not saying it's their job to do that, but you'd think, you go, how am I going to connect? Because it was the issue with connecting the laptop that they had brought with the projector that they had bought. So they hadn't tested it.
Yeah, yeah.
They hadn't, which they is weird. Know. But that happens so often. The amount of times I rock up to anything. Yeah, look, you know, my previous gig as a projectionist, I know how to connect stuff to stuff.
Yeah. And but I also know that if you're working in unfamiliar territory, you find out how it goes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
It's like you're saying that, you know, you crammed for that wedding because you thought you were the only melodic / harmonic instrument, so you were going to have to cover all the chords.
Mm.
And other people don't do that. We do.
No, that's become increasingly apparent.
Yeah.
Which is not to say, by the way, that the gig wasn't fun. It was great. But the most fun part, certainly I realised as the night went on, because we did two dinner sets.
They had two dinners?
And that was... I don't think we played very many songs from the list that I was given, that is, you know, make sure you know all of these songs from the singer's set list. And it was just...
happens a lot.
Do you know My Baby Just Cares For Me? No, but I'm sure I can get through it. It's fine. Okay. Great. Let's just, you know... That's fine. I couldn't have done it if she wasn't there playing piano.
Okay, cool.
Like, yep. I just couldn't have.
Yep.
I'm not a jazz guy at all. So how do I... I don't know stuff. That's a lot of chords with shapes that look like that.
I know, yeah.
I don't get it. I wouldn't have my thumb behind... It's like punching someone. I wouldn't do that.
I'm the same. I'm no good at jazz chords.
But the most fun part of the night... Well, I mean, the part of the night where I really started to relax into actually performing...
Was a drive home?
No, it was when we were doing songs that I led and absolutely knew.
Yeah.
Like when we're doing Castle on the Hill and Raise Your Glass and, you know.
Yeah.
And the energy of the room, not because of my performance, the energy of the room lifted in those moments where it just, all of a sudden, it actually felt like it really coalesced.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Don't know, man. Don't know if I'll do another one. Well, I've got two more booked, but I don't know if I'll do any after that.
I like it. Fun. I like that it coalesced. My wedding gigs usually coalesce.
Good. Yeah. I've got other news about what's going on.
Yeah.
I learnt something this week. So on Friday, I was driving out to Mornington to set up early for a gig that I wasn't actually playing until 9 o'clock. And then Mornington's it's only 20 minutes down the road from me. And I had a small car accident. I know, you didn't know about this.
As in it wasn't very serious? Or it was a little car?
Ah, good. No, it wasn't very serious.
You drove over a Tonka truck.
I won't go into the minutiae of how it all worked, but...
Small.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
But this podcast is actually completely about entertaining ourselves, isn't it?
No. two lanes next to one another and turning parallel.
Yeah, so they're both
making a left turn. And both sat next to each other at kind of a, like a truck, not a big truck. What I don't know. What would you?
A van?
Nah, like it was a truck, but like it was, yeah, anyway.
So not a semi, just a single.
Yeah. Like a,
which is weird to me.
No, but not that big.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a 4-ton truck.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And so the lights go green and we both turn and he swings wide and just took out the back of my car.
Is he in the left lane?
He's in the inside lane.
Oh, right.
In the outside lane.
Yeah. Don't overtake turning vehicle.
That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
I've never understood.
He should have been in the outside lane. Like large cars should be in the outside lane because they need the turning circle. And then your job as the car on the inside lane is to let that one go around.
So I didn't know that you would immediately jump on that. I should have known you would. I would have thought there would be truck driver friends of mine or heavy vehicle license holders that would have said, idiot, that's not what you... That's what the do not overtake turning vehicle thing
but
means.
But that's hard if you're next to someone. I mean, unless there's a sign on the window right out that you can see it says don't overtake turning vehicle, you're not necessarily know that that...
Well, my insurance company certainly says if he's got that decal on the back of his car, you're done.
How do you... But that's silly. I mean, how are you supposed to see that from the side of the car?
I'll make all these arguments. He was very unpleasant about the whole thing. And aside from anything else, you know, was immediately there with all his... We just came hurtling around the corner. It's like, dude, we were next to one another at a standstill at a red light. So I didn't come hurtling around the corner. And then you pull into my lane. No. Come down here and let's have a look. Just be calm, because it's just an accident, man. I don't know why you're getting so upset about it all. Why am I... Because you... Oh, it's like, okay. All right, then. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so do not overtake turning vehicle. That's what... I've never equated it that way. I've always thought, like, you see a truck turning right, you're aware that the back of the truck swings out as they turn, so don't overtake it. Never thought of... I would never have thought of two cars turning parallel to one another as that being an overtaking move. That doesn't feel like that language is...
I absolutely agree with you on that on that point. If you are both at a standstill at traffic lights and you're on the outside lane and you leave at the same time, it's different. Like, that's overtaking. But that's not overtaking.
No.
Like that, and that's... I mean, maybe it is. Maybe that's still...
Well, I mean, he did hit the back of my car, so by the time we were around the corner to the point where he made contact with me,
I was
in front of him.
What part of his car hit yours?
Front bumper.
Ah, so because you were... Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because he was had to...
And the other thing is, dude, you could see me. Like... Yeah. The implication that I ran into... His implication that I ran into him is like, no, that's not... Look, you've hit the back of my car. Like, I'm in front of you.
Yeah.
How could you...
Yeah, that's...
Anyway, that's all right. You know me. I'm prepared to fight these things.
True. And, there's a lot about the things that we find ridiculous and, you know... stupid in the world that we go, that's just dumb. But that particular scenario is almost... people very rarely ever come across it, and you kind of go, oh, I mean, that's rare. I mean, the things that we get up in arms and down the legs about the way systems designed to work, which, you know, like the stupid parking thing on your phone and the phone app and points and stuff like that for your driver's license.
28th of December. I get my license back.
Be careful.
That's what the woman at Vic Road said to me.
Be careful.
Literally said, be careful.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Yeah. You're not driving to Adelaide, are you? For Christmas? Cool. Flying?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good.
Cool.
But of course then... So I was ringing to make the insurance claim about this little bingle, and... the woman said, so ever had a license disqualification? No. Are you on a good behaviour bond? No. I'm on a 1 point thing until the 28th of December. And she said, yeah, that's a good behaviour bond. No, it's not
a good behaviour bond. That's what happens if your dog escapes and bites a kid. And then you get taken to court and you go, you're on a good behaviour bond now.
To the dog?
No, you are, as the owner, to not let your dog run away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What's the... How does it work? Keep it light, Matt. But how does it work if... What does the law say about... I know, you don't even know where this question's going.
I'll know the answer, though.
Okay, so you're a dog owner.
Yes.
And your dog bites someone.
Yes.
Where does the law come in as far as... Because I just read all the time in newspaper articles about that dog had to be put down.
Yes.
Because it bit someone.
Yes.
That's it?
Yep.
Full stop.
Yep.
That's fucking harsh. I'm glad it doesn't work like that with cats.
Why doesn't it work like that with cats? Fucking cat.
Hey. Because they're just having fun.
I actually don't know if it's a law, as far as you have to your dog has to get put down. I don't know. I think it might have something to do with where the dog bites someone, not on their body, but like in the location.
I actually thought you meant on their body.
Yeah. bite your arm, it's fine, but if you don't, you know, bite.
I really did think that's what you're okay. Good.
I know plenty of people that actually don't know any young boys, any men, but I know plenty of young girls who, and grown women who were bitten on the face as children.
Really?
My niece is one of them. And I think there's a thing of, you know, they get into the dog's face, like, oh, dog, you know, and the dog just goes, fuck, get off her.
Yeah.
You know, just, let's just, you know, natural reaction.
Mm.
I think most dogs get put down, but I think if a dog escapes and then bites someone, yeah, you're in big trouble.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a tricky one.
Really harsh.
Why does it feel harsh to you? I mean, I'm not saying that it's not. I'm wondering why.
Because
as a non-dog owner as well.
Oh yeah, but I love dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, I make all the jokes.
You do.
About cats
and
mess.
Yeah.
Well, the idea that you would have no recourse as to being able to argue circumstances, like whether or not the dog's roaming the streets and then someone. Oh, I mean, it doesn't have to be anything. Even if it's just an unknown person that thinks, oh, here's this poor dog, and I'll go and check his collar or whatever.
Yeah. Your dog's allowed to be roaming the streets.
No, I know.
Like that's...
No, I mean, so your dog's escaped.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the dog doesn't know who this person is, and there's a defence, you know, bites them. That's not the act of an angry dog that does that stuff all the time.
No, but I think in the first case there's an implication that you're an irresponsible dog owner if your dog can escape.
Sure.
If you know.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's
fine. If you've got a you've got a border collie and you live in the suburbs and you don't have a 15-foot fence, it's a really good chance your border collie is going to get out.
Yeah.
You might need a higher fence than that as well. So there's also an inference that you're a bit of an idiot for having a border collie in the suburbs.
Like, yeah.
Because it's a border collie, and they need to run around all day every day.
Sure.
And so there's a thing like people...
So the owner should be put down. No, I'm not... Well, I'm obviously
being facetious. I'm sorry, what I'm sort of getting at is that the inference is that the person who owns the dog is not a responsible dog owner, right? And therefore, it can't be trusted that dog that's already committed the biting will not do it again, because there's already quite significant evidence that owner can't keep that dog contained.
Mm-hmm.
So if a dog has already done that, it's incumbent on the law to say, you can't own that dog anymore.
Yes.
And that dog can't be given the opportunity to bite someone else again. And if it remains in your custody, your ownership, it probably will, because you can't control it.
Yeah.
So the dog has to be put down to prevent it from biting anyone else. And it's also a punishment for the owner who can't look after the dog.
Feels harsh. What?
I know a lot of people with significant facial scarring because a dog bit them on the face.
Yeah, I understand.
And I do know people as well. In fact, I won't say who it is.
No.
Who have been bitten on the face by a dog who was rehomed after it bit someone else on the face.
Okay. So what about?
Yep.
The person who gets bitten says, I don't want the dog to be put down.
Like, they always say that.
Do they?
No one wants a dog to be put down.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
I think
in general. I mean, in that situation. And also in general.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of people kind of go, I don't want, it's just a dog. I understand.
Yeah.
Like, people understand that.
Yeah.
But I understand there's a point where you go, we've got to kind of go over the top of this, because occasionally dogs maul 2-year-olds to death, you know. You don't know if that's going to be it's the same principle of it's not the same principle, the same idea of saying it's a 40-kilometer speed limit in this street, right? It's not because you can't drive, it's because one in a million people can't drive. Like, responsibly in this area.
But if we fuck that up, then we get fined. We don't get killed.
No, but if your dog was driving the car. No, I'm just saying, it's like the reason why they bring these kind of things.
Dogs can't,
if
you can't drive. They're not clever enough.
If you can't be responsible for the potential agent of death that is in your responsibility.
Jesus Christ.
You know.
That's good. If I get a dog, that's what I'm going to name him.
What, potential?
Agent of death.
Yeah, I think I get it. Like, I do. I know why you say it's harsh, but I... As a dog owner, like, I could find nothing more heartbreaking than if...
I guess you just leave out the ob, so I just call him Pad.
Yeah, you would always leave out the ob in those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Pad. Oh?
Yeah, Poad sounds...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to. It's not Poad. It's Payod.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. That's why there was silence over here for about 5 seconds while I...
You know, potential of agent death, yeah. Oh, I've got one for you. All right, I'm going to time you. Occasionally on the way home, I'll listen to the ABC. On the way home from gig, and there'll be some quiz on the radio. And... I would assume anyone who's moderately intelligent would say this. I don't consider myself particularly intelligent. I'm maybe moderately intelligent, and I know a little bit about a lot of stuff, but I know a lot about a lot of stuff. But whenever these quizzes come on, I'm like, I wish there was someone home at my house when I get home, because I feel so pumped when I get home, because I know lots of fucking random shit. Right? And I find it really, 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 really funny when... when I listen to the radio and like caller upon caller upon caller just doesn't know the answer to something, particularly when it's been 5 minutes, right? And sure,
do you yell the answer?
No, I'm not. Okay. Not like your mum. No, I don't shout the radio.
Exactly. Good.
But it was one last night. I was on the way home from a gig, and the question was, how much money would you have if you had one of every note and coin currently in Australian circulation?
Wow. Okay.
And I went, oh yeah, there we go. Yeah. Right. And I think it took 5 callers to get it. And they were all like $1 to $10 off.
Really?
But they were doing their calculation out loud on the phone and still getting it wrong. Like, and the thing is, what was quite funny is 3 of them did the correct out loud calculation, but the answer that they concluded with was incorrect. And I thought that was bloody hilarious. I'm like, how can you go through, like, I've got 5, 15, 35, 85, $1.85, $3.85, all right? And then they would say, all right, $5.85, okay, $18.85, right? And they would get to that, and then they would actually say it, and then conclude with $185.85. And no, I'm afraid that's incorrect. And then someone else would go, $187.85. No, that's not right. And they got the 85 bit right, every one of them, but
oh, I thought, man.
It was, and I'm in the car going, I'm just going to, it's like when you, I don't know if you've ever, you listen to your football team, like, playing, and it's close at the end, and you can't listen to it anymore, like, the stress is 5 minutes to go, you just have to turn it.
No.
Because you're concentrating too much, you're in the car.
No.
Yeah, I get drawn into something.
See, that's where I'm a potential agent of death and you're not.
Well, I'm the same as with movies. Like, if something's getting scary, I like, turn the sound off or something. Or,
what?
Yeah, I can't deal with the...
What?
Yeah. 6 months of podcasting and you're still surprised at the shit that I come out with.
I am.
Anyway,
how much
have you got? If you've got...
Oh,
go for it.
Oh, dude.
Come on.
But I would, I go backwards.
That's
I
okay.
Start from the biggest one.
I did too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I was much easier.
There's got to be something about that, doesn't there?
I don't know. 100? Yep.
150?
Yep.
170? 180? 185. That's that. 1. 3. Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Okay.
3.
1, 2.
50.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah. Okay.
5.
And? What's your conclusion?
Oh, 185, 75. Did I get it wrong as well?
Yes!
Really?
Yeah.
Did I do exactly the same thing?
Yeah, you missed out of 10 cents.
I missed out the 10 cents.
Yeah.
You're right, I did.
Yeah,
right.
I wonder if there's an element of...
Surprise.
Feeling like you're very... This is something I'll know. you know, when you're confident when you answer a question and you answer it, for me, that's what happens to a suit. Ah, Dostoevsky. No, he did not write Anna
it happened a couple
oh,
of
it's time, the other one.
Happened a couple of times in that game that you and Sam and I played.
Timeline?
At the Dirty Gut. Yeah. It's like, ah, oh.
Really?
That's good. 1885. Oh, that's 200 years out. What? Oh, God.
I know.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
Good. Oh, 85. Good. I missed the 10 cents.
It happens.
I'm surprised I didn't miss the 5 cents, because let's be, you know, I don't. Tens and fives. I throw those away.
Oh, really?
No. It's against the law. And I'm on a good behaviour bond, so.
Yeah, but you can't throw that out your window when you drive.
There was a father and son team in the UK recently who used 1 and 2 penny pieces.
Yes.
To
do their floor?
Do their floor.
How good are they?
Yeah, their garage floor.
Yeah.
I think that might be illegal.
Why?
I don't think you're allowed to take money out of circulation. In fact, the ATO is cracking down on people who, they're doing it as a way of trying to prevent people from getting paid cash. Because people are getting paid in cash and hoarding their $100 bills, and we're getting fewer and fewer $100 bills in circulation because people are hiding them under their mattress because they're getting paid cash and hiding them under their mattress. Yeah.
That's weird.
Hmm. But the same, you're not allowed to sign your name on an Australian bill.
Okay.
John, Paul Keating get into trouble for that at some point?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think yeah,
that's a weird one. The whole money in circulation thing is a really interesting thing, isn't it?
How so?
Well, just about we live in a we live in a society where its ability to function is centred around economic growth.
Centred on.
Okay. I thought is it not built on? Or centred around?
Can't be centred around something.
Can't be centred around something.
No.
What if you encircle something?
That's good.
It's encircled around the centre principle of economic growth thing.
Yes.
So with growth, you would think more money needs to be created.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't quite work out how. I'm not saying you just print extra money.
No,
but
Mr. McGarvey.
Surely more money is being created. It's a chicken and egg thing where you kind of go, okay, so we've mined this iron ore out of the ground, right, and then we've sold it to this steel manufacturing company, and then they've made some steel out of it, and they've sold it to some car manufacturing company, and they made a car out of it, and then that car has then been like put on a truck, and that transport company has been like made some money out of the process, and then you're like, but at some point it's got to start, the money's got to start, like,
yeah.
So and then in order to continue to grow, for things to continue to grow, there has to be more money in circulation. How does it?
No.
So does a dollar just become more or less valuable, and that's how it works?
Yeah.
Ah, still don't.
I mean, obviously they do print more money, so that's the other part of it.
So more when the value of commodities increases to a certain point, they go, well, then now our economy is worth this, so we have to have this much in circulation.
I think that. I mean, that must be how it works. Because otherwise...
Oh, confusing.
Yeah.
I'm a guitar player. I count to four.
And 185.85.
That's right. Yeah. But really, I only did that by counting to four multiple times. And then remembering what I did.
Hmm.
I do. That's how I generally count stuff.
In fours.
So if
you don't get to 185.85 by counting only in fours.
So if someone says, work this out, I split it. So work how much this has to be, or like a percentage or something. I split things up into... So if someone says, what's 25% of 200? I know that's easy, like that's 50, but then let's say it's a...
The way you said the number, just in case.
A non-easy number, like
yes.
I would round down and then put that aside. So let's say
That's how you taught today.
That would say it's 211, right? I would take the 11 aside.
Yep.
I would say it's 50, mm-hmm. right? So that's my 25%
of
that,
yep.
right? And I've got, what's 25% of 11?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 10% is 1.1, right? So 20% is 2.2. And then I would add those together. That's how I would do it. Without, okay. with pen and paper and stuff, because I don't do math good, or mathematics, depending on which country I'm in.
I don't do math good.
No.
It's good. There's a lot about that sentence that doesn't work.
I'm going to borrow that book when you finish.
Lynn Truss, who wrote Eat, Shoots and Leaves.
Yeah.
Dom and I both read it. I highly recommend it. It's hilarious. Eats, shoots, and leaves.
Book?
Book.
Read?
Read.
Same spelling.
Weird.
Matt's going to read it to you now. The next 10 podcasts are going to be...
I did just have a look at it.
Matt reading a chapter of the book. You'd be good at that too, audiobook reading.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think you'd be patient enough to do it.
I don't think there's enough money in it, because I thought about doing it.
Oh, it was $50 in that one.
Yeah, I stumble a little when I read that out loud.
I said it was one of the most enjoyable parts of my last relationship, reading to each other.
Really?
Yeah, really
nice. Oh, that's pretty cute.
It was really nice.
I think sometimes I stumble, though, when I read out loud because I'll have just found something and say, and so then they said, blah, 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 and you just try to get it out.
I read fast.
You don't want to hold up
yeah.
the other person's time any more than is necessary. I think that must be part of it. Because I've done some jingles and stuff and I... What?
Oh. Yes. Advertisements.
Advertisements.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I did a new voiceover demo a couple of months ago. Been put up for I've done a couple of jobs, but nothing that they haven't been like commercial.
That means something really different in Scotland.
What?
Done a couple of jobs.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Do you want a toilet?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Wee jobbies.
Yeah.
Right.
Aye.
Okay. I've done a couple of wee jobbies.
Luckily, we're in North Carlton. So, not in Scotland.
Good.
Which is funny, because doing a wee jobby in Scotland.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Is something else entirely, obviously.
Yeah. So, hopefully, you'll hear me on some more stuff next year.
I probably
will. On the electric radio.
Ooh. Yeah. The wireless.
Yeah, that'd be the plan. Nico Sinclair sent a message to the band group the other day, lamenting the ad copy that was written for a particular car maker's new range, and it was one of the voiceover demos I'd done.
Ah, right. Yeah. So it got through.
Yeah.
So someone else voiced the ad.
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah, funny.
I've got a question for you.
Go on.
That I don't know the answer to.
Okay.
New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Does it have an apostrophe? I don't think it does.
Well, I think it should. Oh, yeah, no, it should. Of course it should.
Because
it's the eve that belongs to the new year.
Yeah, something about it. I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I know.
Yeah, but I don't know about it.
Okay. Look at us pondering the big issues.
Well, you know, what else should we ponder?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it's Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
We should be allowed to just chill out a bit.
Before we both sing all day.
Yeah, I've only got one though.
Oh, good.
Have you got Crown tonight as well?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
No, I mean, we'll, but 10 till 2. What a Sunday night.
No, enjoy.
I'm glad you're not doing it.
Why?
Because I would feel sorry for you if you were. I mean, I'm not glad because I love playing with you, but... I mean, I'm... Yeah.
God.
Hey, do you got anything else to say? When should we do our next podcast? Because we have to do one before Christmas, because you're going to go away. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Monday. It's still before the Anglers again.
Anglers
on Saturday.
Again. Good idea.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that should be the regular
occurrence.
Are we that
organised now, 5 days before it's going to happen, that we already know when we're going to do the next one?
That's good. Yeah. I already know what I'm going to talk about.
Really? I do too.
Do you?
New Year's revolutions.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
Does that have an apostrophe?
Revolutions?
You took too long to get to it.
I do take too long to get to most things.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you're very speedy. 185.85. I'm never going to live that down.
Well, you will.
Never going to live that down. Never going to... Yeah. Anyway. It's a finite...
live that down. It's different to cashing in on something, isn't it?
Funny you should say cash, because, and speaking of finite numbers of bits of currency, Bitcoin is only going to be 21,400 ever.
Yeah. I realise, I think that is the reason why it's gone crazy in price, because it's scarce.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Well, there's a mate of ours who's heavily into it.
Yeah.
And he and I have spoken about it.
Has he, like, invested in it?
I don't know if he's actually invested in it yet, because he was waiting. It was through a third party kind of company, and so he had to wait to be accredited in order to be an investor. Kind of vibe. Yeah, so he and
you
I spoke about it.
Imagine they just come up with multiple new alternative currencies just to.
There's so many of them, dude. Okay. Bitcoin's just one of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say, without knowing.
Multiples.
100 right. Cryptocurrencies.
Right.
Yeah. So it's very odd. It's a very odd world, and I don't understand it, even though I've read.
I clearly don't understand normal money from our conversation.
You do okay.
I do okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I worked at a bank.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you're a mortgage broker.
I am a qualified mortgage broker.
Oh, you are currently?
Well, I'm still qualified, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, once you get a piece of paper, I think, well, actually, I might not be. I might actually have to do an update.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because things change all the time.
Yeah, things change.
Things change. Yeah. I'm peeling badly.
Yeah, I was going to say. I just want
to... Yeah.
Your face.
I do that, though, and nothing seems to come off. So
I know. Well,
I'm just kind of motley.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at myself very much, but... Oh, my nose as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's because you had a holiday.
I did.
Yeah, it was nice.
Phillip Island. I didn't know. I'd been there once before, but I just went and looked at penguins and came home again.
There's other things. There is other things.
Yeah. You walk for miles.
Interesting, that, isn't it? That's still part of our vocabulary, given that we live in a metric country.
Yep, but it does sound ridiculous. You walked for kilometres.
I would walk 727 kilometres.
Is that right?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the conversion is.
Yeah. Do you mean in total?
Well,
500 miles twice.
Yeah.
Divided by the number of kilometres.
Well, that'd be...
Oh, yeah, it would be too, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's the other way.
Just to be the man who walked 1,425 kilometres. I don't know what it is.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely much better for songwriting. Miles.
Miles.
Smiles.
Yeah, 1,000 miles. Vanessa Carlton.
Piles.
Vanessa Carlton North.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to her?
Was that her on... Ooh la 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 la. Oh, no, that was Nelly Furtado. Sorry. wasn't
that? I thought it was Michelle Branch, was it?
No.
I don't know.
You didn't know what song I was singing?
You were singing Pull the Trees Down, Put Up a Parking
Lot. Yeah, it was. Big Yellow Taxi.
Yeah.
Counting Crows.
Yeah.
Featuring
Feet.
I think it was Nelly Furtado.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I meant what happened to her, I meant like, you know, recently.
To Michelle Branch?
No.
Huh.
She has a country duo called The Wreckers.
Trueness.
Yeah, but that was a while ago too.
Ah, there you go.
She was good. She has some ripping songs.
Who are we talking about?
Vanessa Carlton.
Sorry, I'm surprised because I was fixated on Michelle Branch there for a minute because we were talking about Big Yellow Taxi and they were tearing the trees down.
Branch.
Huh. I learned Sway today.
By Buck Rugger.
Mm.
God, it's a good song.
It is a good song. Beautiful and song. Man, the harmonies are really cool. Yeah, in lovely. The chorus, they're...
Yeah, it's really nice.
You won't get any of that from me doing a solo gig today.
Oh, really? Have you got your magpie
no, it's...
pedal?
Oh.
All right. Let's go to work, eh?
Yeah, eh?
Eh?
All right. What time is it?
That was my
bit. Oh, yeah, wow. You need to... Oh, no, you're already set up.
I'm set up.
What do you good. Care?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheers.
Hey,
Hey,
have a good Christmas.
My boyfriend's black back.
Boyfriend's got a black back. That's unusual. So,
this has stayed since I was sick for that 2 months and I'm basically better, but cough won't go away. Oh, right, we're finished. I'm sorry.
No, I just meant...
Hopefully next week I'll be able to let you know some progress on the car accident front.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, the errand I had to run today was to drive down the street of the guy who ran into me to see if his truck was there so I could see if it had stickers on the back of it or not that said he was a turning vehicle. No, it wasn't there. He had the vibe of an owner operator, but I don't, now that I think about it, well, now that his truck's not there, well, I mean, it's Sunday afternoon.
But I know this is the end of the podcast, but have you ever called up a company when you've seen bad driving?
When yes.
Said, oh, I have too.
Yeah.
Yeah, number of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are on the road a lot.
Yeah.
I see a lot of dumb stuff. I shouted at a P-player today to get off her phone.
No. Actually touching the phone in the car.
Actually touching the phone. Well, she just all of a sudden, without indicating, decided she would pull across in front of me.
Yeah.
So, like, clearly didn't look at all.
On the phone.
Not on the phone, but then when I swapped lanes to get into the shorter lane of traffic that she had come out of by coincidence, just looked over at her as I drove past, and she was stopped by this stage, but both hands on the phone kind of thing. It's like, I guarantee that's what you were fucking doing when you changed lanes in front of me without looking. So I just went my window down and said, get off your fucking phone.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Oh.
There's no word that rhymes with aggressive. Sad to say, massive. Yeah.
So Sam and I were Phillip Island, sitting at on a grassy verge, looking at the what? Looking at the water. Is this because we'd already finished?
No.
Okay. What happened?
Just my life. I love it. I definitely need a housemate. That's not.
Do you?
Yeah, you've got a ant.
Oh no.
Pant.
Come here, little fell. Come on.
Oh, I've got to show you a photo of the bloody ant. The ant nest I found today. And they were, so, the sprocket found him. So I threw his ball.
I'll tell my story after
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
shall
do,
I?
Do.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's
because we're on ants. Threw his ball and it ended up in this ant's nest. And he went to get it and he was like, whoa, no way, I'm not going anywhere near that. So, and then he hoofs it off. So I go over and see. These are ants and they're seriously like an inch. They're
inch
massive.
Inch ants.
And that was what they're called.
Yeah.
Oh, they are now.
No, true.
Ah,
yeah.
Climbing all over his little tennis ball.
They're scary, dude.
What's your story?
Oh.
I mean, actually the story, not
so
just, I know your story.
Family's frolicking about in the surf, blah, blah, blah. And there was a guy we had seen walk down there with a packet of barbecue shapes.
Oh, you followed him, didn't you?
No. But so when he finished, sitting down just as the tide was coming up, just left the empty cardboard packet there, took the plasticky baggy thing because he still had some left, but left the and Sam said he's just left that down there.
Did you go and say sorry? I think you
so he was already halfway up the beach by that stage, so I just watched to see where he went, and he ended up just sitting down with his family. So I just went down and grabbed it. It was a bit soggy by this stage, so you know, it's maybe 50 metres down there, and just go and grab it, walked up, and he's sitting down, he's got his wife, his kid in a stroller, another kid sitting there, and I threw it down in front of him and said, I think you left that there, mate. And she said, sorry. He didn't say anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking. Okay. Just so rude.
I reckon...
Him, I mean, not me.
At least six times in my last relationship, I almost got beaten up because my ex-partner confronted someone about them like dropping a cigarette or a paper on the ground,
right.
Particularly when they were like, you know, this far from a bin, and I would go, do you know that you could just put that in the bin there? Yeah, I know. So people, when they're told, they don't go, oh, sorry, at all. So that situation was pretty cool that you didn't fight. They usually just go, they get their back up about it. Like, yeah, I know. Well, just do it. Yeah.
It's the fact that you were there as well, I think.
Yeah.
She was there, so she does the voicing, but you then get to be the target. Because you'd like to think that they wouldn't arc up.
A few people did say, "Oh, look, you're absolutely right."
I did it recently. I can't remember if I told this story or not. I'm not going to tell the story now, but I did it just recently as well, and like knocked on a guy's window, so I heard him throw something under his car.
Okay.
And I told Paul this story, and he said, "Mate, you got to be ready when you do shit like that." I guess I know what you mean, but. Like, littering really offends me.
Yeah.
I feel like I am ready.
Get shot.
There is that. There is that. So I guess there's a little bit of pick your audience, but yeah.
Yeah, Australia.
It was good that it had already gotten it's good that it had already gotten a bit wet in the surf.
Yeah.
Because when I threw it down, it went.
That's the best.
All right.
Cool.
Go to work.
I am.
All right. I'm going to go have some drinks.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because this will be the last one anyone hears. Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Unless they listen to it after Christmas. But in which case.
Don't tie yourself up in knots.
Hope you had a great Christmas.
Thanks for joining us again. You guys are nice.
Bye. You do the button.
Oh, okay, mate. I'll do the button. Okay, buddy.